Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AV Insider. As always, I am your host. As long as they let me keep talking, that's who I am. My name's Johnny Mota. If I didn't already mention that, this is AV Insider. Coming to you from an undisclosed Northern California cloud, where it's currently gray and rainy outside, but it's not bad. I've had worse days here. As always, I have special guest, who I will announce shortly, but first, I always love thanking the sponsors as they keep this Northern California cloud moving along. Ingram Micro, they are the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you do not need the W's. We are in the future. We don't live in the past. Ingrammicro.com, you can find out all the solutions they have for you as an integrator, solving all your IT and AV needs. Ingrammicro.com. As I mentioned, I am currently with two people today, or guests of honor, first of which is Miranda Grantham of Metro Home Theater Group. She's the National Sales Manager, and I'm also with Zach Yarnell, who is the West Coast Regional Sales Manager of the same Metro Home Theater Group. Lady and gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having us, Johnny.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited. So let's do a little background. I love learning about the brands, but I like learning about the people behind the brands before we get to that story. And let's start with you, Miranda, first, and then we'll go to Zach. Tell me a little bit about your history in the AV industry. Maybe this is your first role in the AV industry. Maybe it's not. Miranda, tell me a little bit about you, how you got to where you are today.
Well, surprisingly enough, this is actually my first role in the AV industry.
What?
So I actually went to school for college in medical office management and now have absolutely nothing to do with that. And while I was in school, I worked for a company in Orlando that sold signage distribution products.
Okay.
And I actually sold Metra the graphics for their trade show booth. And they had issues installing it, so I came to Daytona Beach and helped them. And they asked me to come in and interview for a job, and here I am.
Cool. Now, Zach, are you a similar story?
Well, I've always worked in a, this is my first real AV job. I was more of a hobbyist in the AV world, more in like a computer gaming, that type of thing.
Okay.
So I know a lot of, I have a lot of background information about, you know, different products and things like that. But as far as applying it with a job, this is the first one. Previously, I worked at a manufacturing company of sunscreen. So I know all of the ins and outs of a supply chain, and I apply that every day. So just it's definitely a more fun atmosphere and job to be in. It's more, like I said, towards my hobby. So all about that.
Cool. Now tell me, both of you, if you could, or however you want to split that up, about the group itself, Metro Home Theater Group, which is three brands, which I've now learned, not five, Joni. And I could be wrong again. Is it Helios, Spyclops, and Ethereal? Is that correct? Did I just make that up?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Correct. I didn't just make that up. Good. My assistant was very smart to give me notes on that stuff. And if you're not familiar with my show and my assistant, she is a small furry creature who types really poorly because she's all paws and no thumbs. So if you get poorly spelled emails, it's because she's not great. She kind of just mashes the keys. Now, so tell me a little bit about the group. What is Metro Home Theater all about?
Well, Metro Home Theater Group is part of a larger company called Metro Electronics. And Metro Electronics has been around for 75 years. And they started in New York doing chassis and harnesses for taxi cabs and have now evolved to the worldwide leader in aftermarket dash kits and harnesses. Realizing about 20 years ago that cars are now becoming equipped with a lot of the products that you would put in after the fact, they launched the home theater division. And about the time that we launched the home theater division is when HDMI made its debut and all of the problems that came with it. So we very quickly evolved into a solution company manufacturing products that solved many HDMI problems that they were seeing in the field and creating long-run solutions that back then you really just didn't have. And that was called Ethereal. Since the inception of Ethereal, we have evolved into Helios, which is the retail product line. And we also now have Spyclops, which is the security products.
Okay, so Ethereal, which was the main company, then more of the consumer side, which is Helios, is that correct?
That's correct.
And what really differentiates the consumer side of Helios from Ethereal? Ethereal is more of the pro line product?
That's correct. It is geared towards custom installers. So we manufacture really cool products like super long run HDMI cables. We also manufacture solution pieces like EDID and HDCP correctors and Balins, geared much more towards the custom integrator, whereas Helios is geared more towards retail. So the HDMI cables really only go about 20 feet in nice, beautiful retail packaging. It geared more towards the consumer.
Okay. And is that something, I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, that Helios and Ethereal are sold in a different manner. If Ethereal is more the CI channel, custom installer or pro side, if you will, that might be more direct to dealer and possibly distribution, whereas Helios maybe just a full distribution or retail side of things?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, we sell a little through distribution. However, our main focus is the dealers. Due to the solution pieces that we have, mm-hmm. we really like to be dealer-oriented. Many of our product ideas have come from dealers calling us that are having issues in the field. And we have many black box solutions that will solve a lot of the problems that are USA made and made right here in Daytona Beach that solve issues that they came to us and said, look, we need a solution to this problem because this product just isn't working. So what can you do for us?
Okay. So you listen to your dealer base, which is always good to hear. Mm-hmm. And out of that comes new solutions and offerings, which not to say that Metro Home Theater Group couldn't come upon that themselves, but it's good to listen to the people and hear what is needed. Maybe there's a certain installer or group or running to the same issue or having a need for something, and that's a lot of times where these new solutions come from at Ethereal or Helios or Spy. Well, Ethereal, I'm assuming. Now, what about Spyclops? Is that another direct-to-dealer thing, or is that more of retail?
Well, there are actually two parts of that product category. The product is packaged in retail packaging. So many of the products are a la carte, so that's geared more toward the custom integrator where they can pick and choose the different cameras and products that they would like to install in a security setting. But we also have packages that come with the DVR and with the cameras that the average consumer can go home and very easily install themselves.
Let's go a little bit back step to Ethereal, right? So let's say I am looking for HDMI solutions, cabling, etc. Ethereal offers not just HDMI, but a lot of connectors, cabling, things like that, correct?
Correct.
Is there... how do I phrase this? If I were to be a direct dealer with Ethereal, do I have access to the Helios product, which is more retail, or Spyclops, or are they treated as individual companies within the Metro Home Theater Group?
For the most part, yes. If you are a dealer of ours, then you have access to all three lines. However, there are many cases where, like the Helios product line, wouldn't necessarily carry Ethereal products. They have access to it. But there are some products that we keep very protected in ETEL type scenarios. The Ethereal products are pretty much protected from online sales for the most part. So although you have access to the line, we limit the ways that you can sell it.
Okay. Which
to
I'm
help the value.
Going back to the dealer base, you really want to protect them in their, not just having the product exclusively to them, but also so they can't be shopped, because it's when you're bidding out a job, it's a common thing for a guy to say, hey, this, you really need this cable, but why am I paying this much money for it when I can get it online cheaper? So we really try to police that and enforce that. So the higher end products that you see with Ethereal, like our solutions and things, we're very strict on who is allowed to sell it, because that is geared towards the dealers themselves.
I see. Yeah, because I see a lot of, and I'm not saying that you do this, but manufacturers, large and small. Direct to dealer, we don't allow online retail, etc. But then I see, whoever.com sells your product, and it may not be known to the manufacturer, but it's been going on, and it I've also seen it to where, oh, we purchased from whoever, so we can sell it online. And when that happens, sometimes, I say, hey, I'm losing jobs to online.com because they're selling it at a fraction above our cost, to where why am I even selling this product if whoever can just purchase it right there on Amazon.com or wherever? Because it seems to be the case when, in the custom world at least, I've put out a bid, and here's the products. There's no mystery behind it. It's all there. This is what I'm proposing, and these are the reasons why. I believe strongly in Ethereal brand. I believe strongly in this. It works, and it will do what I say it will do for your needs, and these are the reasons why. So by providing that list, they now have a shopping list to go online. And so the biggest fear now is that, once I've provided it to you, they're just going to do like I just said and hop online and say, oh, I can buy that. I can source this. I can source this right there online. I don't have to worry about whichever. I can get it, in the click of a button. So
Oh, yes.
it's just frustrating sometimes. But again, honestly, a lot of that doesn't have to do with the manufacturer, unless, it is like a, let's say a wholesale environment or an online distribution, which makes sense for some people to get the product out there, and which I completely understand. But when Metro as a whole hears about that stuff, or do you even hear that someone is selling your products online?
We do. We have our technical staff actually watches that on a pretty regular basis, and it's so difficult to police it because you're right. You may not even know that the customer that you sold that product to has put it on the internet. In these days, when television margins have come down, for the custom integrator, the accessories are where they make their margin. And if we can't protect them, then they can't make any money. We try very hard to support them in every way possible. And that's kind of where the Helios product came about. There were retail companies that wanted the quality of Ethereal, but we wanted to protect that product line. So we came out with the Helios product to help facilitate those sales in a retail environment without hurting our custom integrators.
See,
So you have
now,
like same cable in two box, and like you have the same cable in a box that's more like retail friendly, and then you have a poly bag where you just rip it open and go, so that you're on a job and you can just fly through them. So you don't have to, fiddle with a box to open up everything,
Yeah, I see. I was recently at Infocom. I don't know if any of the brands under Metro was there, or were either of you there, or anyone representing the company?
No, we did not attend Infocom this year.
What? Why not?
We will be there next year in Orlando for sure.
Well, yeah, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump for you guys. You're in Florida, right?
We realize that Infocom does cater a lot towards the commercial world.
Right.
We are working on a product base that will, help that category a little bit more. Currently, we didn't feel like we were prepared enough to show at something like that.
Okay.
So that's
Now,
pretty much.
what trade shows? I'm assuming. I know I've seen Ethereal in the past at CEDIA. Is that one of the major shows for the brand?
Oh, yes. We attend CEDIA and CES every year.
Oh.
CE Pro Top 100 has been a very big show for us, and we've committed every year for the last 4 years since we started
Cool.
attending it. And there are many, many distributor shows that we attend. The Tech Summit in Florida, there were two different locations where they had the Tech Summit show this week, and we attended both of those.
We attend a lot of the smaller distribution shows throughout. Like they, a lot of them have like the AV summits, or even in North, where you are, Northern California, they have the Tech Summit, and just different shows like that. Any kind of platform where we can, get in front of the dealer and really show them hands-on our products and how they work is beneficial to us. Especially like going back to the dealers, any kind of show that's catered towards dealers, we like to be there to support them.
Nah, even on the little shows, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've just, I hear a lot like, oh, we just, it doesn't make sense for us to make the show and things like that. And, some of the larger shows I get make sense because maybe there's just larger numbers, and as a larger company, it makes sense we need to be at shows that we can get a wider flow of traffic or something like that. So that's nice. I mean, it's nice to hear you can get support or see you at some of the smaller local shows, which is kind of neat.
In a lot of cases, that's where our reps have the opportunity to gather a bunch of their dealers in one spot. And we feel it's very important to support our reps who are actively pushing our line on a daily basis. And that's probably the best way to do it.
Now, I am on the Metro Home Theater Group site currently, metrohometheater.com. Guess I didn't mention in the beginning. Can I purchase these products on your website?
You cannot.
Cannot.
No, we do not sell, we ourselves do not put MSRP prices or allow for the average consumer to purchase on our website. They would have to seek out an authorized Metro dealer.
But if I were a dealer, could I source direct from your website?
Yes, you could. We have dealer logins for all of the authorized Metro dealers, and we also have geared our website to be kind of a selling tool for the dealers. We have a blog that we post to on a weekly basis, and we do several different training videos. We talk about current technology. So, the average consumer, if they had questions about, say, 4K, and the dealer wanted to teach them more about 4K, they could send them to our website and they could watch our videos and read our blogs and immerse themselves in technology and kind of use that as a selling and a learning tool.
4K, that's so last week. It's all about 8K and 16K now. Where you been?
I
I'm just
can't
kidding.
even make an AEP work reliably.
We still don't even know what we're doing with 4K. I'm just kidding.
It's
Oh. Well, okay, speaking of 4K though, right? So I think the biggest issue that I've seen is going to be with 4K, right, is actually getting true 4K natively to the content with correct cabling and now with HDCP 2.2. Right.
that's
So can you talk a little bit about that in your interconnects and the HDMI cables? Is everything currently up to speed on what? Well, I guess maybe can you elaborate? What does that even mean? What did I just say? What does HDMI 2 and HDCP 2.2 even mean?
Well, you know, Johnny, that's a great point. 4K has been out for roughly 2 years now. HDMI launched it at the end of 2013, and since then we've kind of been scrambling to try and figure out what 4K really is. And when they first launched the spec, you could read the spec and they said, oh, it's okay. All of your current cables that are 10 gigabit rated or HDMI 1.4a will work with 4K. And we said, oh, great. And then realized that that is true and it's not true. They released HDMI 2.0a, which covered HDR and bumped the bandwidth from 10 gigabits up to 18 gigabits. So for all the products that have been out for almost 2 years and said, hey, this is a 4K product, this is a 4K TV, 4K cable, it was still only capable of doing 10 gigs. So what they did in order to give us 4K 60 and still operate under what we had been working with for more than 5 years is they sacrificed the color quality. We went from 1080p with 16-bit deep color to 4K 60 with only 8-bit color.
Okay.
So in order to maximize the 4K experience and HDR, you actually need up to 18 gigabits in order to get 4K 60 hertz 16-bit deep color.
And that supports the new high dynamic range.
That's correct.
Are you getting dealer requests asking more and more, or asking just to verify, are all current cables from Ethereal supporting this?
Absolutely. And a great resource to use when trying to figure out whether or not your cables will support 4K at 18 gigabits is dplabs.com. DPL Laboratories is a third-party testing facility that allows you to test your products as a manufacturer. As a manufacturer, you can send your products to DPL Laboratories and they will test it. And they post on their website every manufacturer that is a DPL member and which cables at what length will support 18 gigabits. So, for example, we have three main cable category lines, and MHX and MHY cables will support 18 gigabits up to 5 meters. And then we have our Velox cable, that will actually support 18 gigabits up to 15 meters. And all of that information is listed on DPL's website.
Now, let's go back to your HDMI cable series. I see that there's also MHZ and CS series, but maybe that's being phased out. What do the series mean?
Well, the CS series is the contractor series. That's kind of your everyday giveaway cable. There's not much technology put into that. That was made specifically to hit a price point, and the majority of those cables are sold through distribution.
Okay.
The X and the Y series is kind of your, CS would be your good, X would be better, Y would be best. Those cables are geared more towards the custom integrator. Those are our everyday cables. The MHX cable is a little bit thicker with a larger head shell. The MHY cable is thinner with a smaller head shell. So for rack installations and trying to squeeze the HDMI cable behind that flat mounted television, you would use the MHY. But both of those cable lines, the X and the Y series, will support the 18 gigabits up to 5 meters. The MHZ cable was a great cable. However, because it is active at all lengths, it will only do 10 gigabits. So that cable will eventually be phased out.
Okay. And then going back to the VLOX, what makes it different from the Y and X series or contractor series?
Well, the VLOX cable is definitely top of the line. That will support 18 gigabits up to 15 meters, but also has low-speed data correction built into it. So a lot of your EDID and HDCP issues are solved with the VLOX cable. So audio dropout, video dropout, long time to sync, mode not supported, a lot of those very common HDMI problems have the VLOX cable has a solution built into the chipset to help fix those issues.
HDMI problems, that doesn't exist. That's never happened once on every job I've ever done.
Never.
Now, tell me a little bit about some of the non-HDMI cables, right? What does Ethereal or Metro Home Theater brand carry? Bulk cable, Cat 5, Cat 6, Cat 7 cable. What other types of media cable do you offer?
Basically, anything pre-terminated we carry. So your Toslink cables, your digital coax, audio cables, we manufacture all of that. And then, of course, we do bulk wire as well. So your category cables, your coaxes, security wire, we have a very broad selection of bulk wire.
And this all comes back from Florida side? I mean, at least shipped out of the West, East Coast?
Well, we actually have 6 warehouse locations nationwide. So we have 2 on the East Coast, we have 1 in Texas, and 2 on the West Coast.
Okay. That's way larger than I was expecting. Usually I deal with a company like, oh, we have 1 spot and it's in the middle of nowhere. Figure it out. It snowed today. You get nothing. Now, I'm kind of cruising the website right now because Metro is such a larger group with 3 large brands underneath them. I've just come across an error that says LED lighting. Is that a new step for Metro, or is that something that you've offered for a while? It looks like it's under the, specifically in the retail side, for Helios.
That's correct. Although it is new for the home side, Metro on the car side has had it for many, many years. And okay. It's kind of a natural progression for us to bring LEDs over to the home side. And it has actually been a very large category for us. Many people are looking for ambient lighting, whether it be behind the television, behind your projector screen, under cabinets in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a value-added sale for the custom integrator. Because who doesn't want really cool lights that dance and flash and change colors?
Women. Sorry, I couldn't resist it. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, I like all the flashy lights and all the bells and whistles, if you will, and you know, you present it to your other half, male or female. There's in a relationship, one of them's like, yeah, that's awesome. I want to show the world. The other half's like, what? Why? Why do we have that? There's definitely a cool factor. There's no doubt about that.
We do have white lights, warm white and cool white, that you can put under your cabinet. Who doesn't want extra ambient lighting in your kitchen?
Now, I'm going to test you on it. What color temperatures and CRI offerings do you have in it?
6,500 Kelvin, I believe, is the color temperature.
Of the sun? Holy crap, are you serious?
60, what is it, 60?
I think the highest is our cool white is it's between 3,800 and 5,000.
That is insanely bright. Not gonna lie, it's pretty. The color temperature of the sun itself is 6,500 Kelvin. Don't ask me
It's
what I
not
know that is.
it's not measured it's not measured in Kelvin. I'm sorry, I'm not
It's
sure.
Are you talking about lumens? Which would also be
No.
insanely bright for a diode strip.
Yeah, I'm
It's
sorry, off the
okay.
top.
It's okay. I was just trying to test you. How are you going to know everything about all three of your brands? And if you did, I would be thoroughly
Well,
impressed.
this technically this kind of goes towards the height. It's Heiss, you know, in the heart. So this is like a fourth one thrown in there.
Yeah, well, again, I picked something random on the website and wanted to see if you knew
Oh,
absolutely everything.
it's definitely growing though. Like she said, in with our lights also, we do sell them in with their indoor and outdoor. So we have them with polyurethane coating on them, and then we have them without it. Because when you put them above trim in the top of a house, you know, indoors, you don't need the polyurethane, so it actually makes it brighter, and the polyurethane can sometimes make it hotter. So it's definitely, you know, depending on what you're doing with it, it's, you know, we've been trying to cater to the solutions once again that dealers been asking for.
Well, aside speakers, unless I'm not seeing it, the Metro Home Theater Group itself looks like it offers quite a bit of products for any, and that's kind of a broad statement, in any kind of company in the install field, right? Not necessarily, not quite the pro side yet on the pro audio or maybe like huddle spaces, but you do offer bolt cables, interconnects, power. Lighting as well, which is the cool factor, not gonna lie. IR kits, antennas, switches, camera security. I feel like there's quite a bit there. Like just in this one, well, three brands, and with the fourth we just mentioned with the LEDs, there's quite a bit that can be done with all of this. And it feels like that you're gonna be adding more soon, especially with the LED components there. It feels like you guys are a large enough company to kind of offer a lot of product for, I don't want to say the one-stop shop because I feel like that's too overused, but definitely a great source for integrators across the country or even world. And that actually kind of brings me to my next question. Is Metro Home Theater Group purely in the States or are you throughout the world?
We are worldwide.
Worldwide, whoop whoop. Now, is it the same thing over there? Is it distribution in some areas, direct to dealer? Is it the model true across the nations?
We really try to have distribution. It's much easier to ship. However, there are some companies large enough. Obviously, Canada is a little bit easier to ship to, but we have customers in Australia and England. China, actually, one of our largest customers is in China. But if the company is large enough, we do ship direct. However, most of the business done overseas is through distribution.
Okay. Before we go any further with more of my random questions to put you on the spot of asking you about diode chips, assemblies, and colors, because that was my fun little moment that I have on the show. I like to keep it light and funny. I should mention our current distribution, who happens to be the sponsor, Ingram Micro, world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Head over to ingrammicro.com to find out. Some of my previous guests who've been on the show, I'm not going to tell you who they are because I'm going to force you to listen to all the episodes prior to this one where I mention it. Unfortunately, you'll have to find them or just head over to ingrammicro.com. So, Miranda and Zach, tell me a little bit about. I know you guys are going to CEDIA. Do you attend ISE in Amsterdam, or as I like to call it, Amsterjam? You'll see when you get there if you've never been there before.
We do attend ISE. We showed there last year. It's probably our largest showing there. We shipped quite, you know, it's a little harder once again logistically to get everything over there. But this year we actually went a step further and, you know, brought a pretty well-sized booth with us.
Okay.
If no one's ever seen our booths at CEDIA or CES, they're pretty massive. They don't hold back. We have a guy that actually recreates them here in Florida, and we ship them boxed up as that and put them together, you know. So he's a really good guy. So we have our own booth builder here.
Very cool. And well, do you send him over there or someone else doing the
Yeah.
booth build?
Oh, yes.
Yes, he's
He
the
definitely comes.
facilitator. Now, what about racks? Is racks something that the Metro Group, Home Theater Group, I should say, does currently or might get into the realm of? Because I do see TV mounts and accessories and tools and such. But what about
That
racks?
is a topic of discussion for a long time. And however, logistically shipping something as large of a rack and all of the potential damage that could happen, we just really haven't dove into that category, and I'm not sure that we ever will.
Okay. I'm just thinking that I don't know if that would make sense or it would. I'm not sure. Maybe some things are just left for others. But I mean, because with the wire and the security and all that stuff, it maybe it just doesn't make sense for the group. I don't know. Maybe you're going to buy another large company and they'll do it for you. You don't have to worry about it. Maybe it'll be brand number five.
Yeah.
That is true. We've talked about it quite a bit, and I think it would make sense. You never know. You might see him at CEDIA.
Well, and it's really, once again, it's fueled by our dealers. We never, I never thought we would ever come out with, like, the newest product we just came out with is speaker selectors. It's something like that. It's like new things that just, they require a need, and we're a large enough company to source it and bring it in for them. So
What brand is that under?
the speaker selectors and is currently it's retail packaged, so it's under Helios, but a lot of those products, going back to that, like Helios, there's products that you will only find on the Helios side that a lot of customer integrators do use. So things like converters, a lot of like HDMI to composite, like a lot of those different converters, EGA to HDMI, those are all in the retail section because a guy's trying to convert his computer core to this. It's a lot, it makes sense to have it there. But then again, you have the retro installs, as you know, that require those odds and ends. So we bring it in the retail packaging as kind of, ammo for both sides.
Okay. Now, maybe you're not allowed to talk about it. Maybe you are, but where do you see the future of Metro headed? I mean, with the way that technology is rapidly evolving, like I jokingly said, 18 or 8K and 16K, do you see cables being built to support those resolutions soon?
In addition to the current product offering that we have with the Velox cable, which is maxed out at 15 meters, CEDIA probably will hold fiber. That's probably the future of where we're going to go is fiber solutions.
Okay.
I think that's the only option that we're going to have to do long distance 18 gigabit transmission.
Okay. And unrelated to the brand, Metro Home Theater Group, do you, either of you, know or anyone that has fiber in your area? There is for me, just not quite to my house yet. There's a huge sign right across the street by a little company I like to call Mini Google called Sonic. And in the field across the street, it says fiber coming soon for the last year. And now it currently says fiber is here. Guess where it doesn't come to? My house, right across the street. But the large complexes were put in huge automation systems across the other corner from me. They definitely have fiber and gigabit speeds.
Yeah, so fiber around our areas, kind of similar. It's limited to the larger cities. So I believe Tampa has it, Tallahassee, Orlando, Jacksonville. We're kind of the brunt of it. We usually don't get the closest things we get to new technology is whenever the Speedway, the Daytona Speedway, sponsors something. We're usually the first ones to have whatever they're sponsoring. So Sprint's new hotspot, or whatever. So unless anything changes dramatically, I'm not sure how long it's going to take for our area. Or and I think it's like that in a lot of cities. It's going to be limited to the larger cities for now.
Okay. I'll have to talk to my friends over at Google who are offering fiber around the area. I'm on another show called AV Power Up, where we have a Googler, if you will, that I like to refer to him. He's the funniest dude I know, aside myself. My jokes aren't great, but sometimes they make me laugh. He works for the Google, and they are putting fiber everywhere. Again, not where I live, but fairly close. Usually, like out to the, like a couple streets from where you live. I'm like, oh, what about me? When's it gonna be my turn? When do I get fiber? I actually had a little woman. I don't want to say little. I had an elderly woman come in who has a tiny home, a mobile tiny home, and she came in because she wanted to perch fiber for her entire little 1 square foot tiny home to put fiber in it. And I was like, yeah, sure. Do you know what mode or speed you want? And she's just like, what? Fiber? Why don't you have it on the shelf? I'm like, yeah. Do you have fiber to your house? And she's like, no, I work for some film workers and makers, and they told me I need fiber. I'm like, yes. But but I just didn't know how to respond. I'm like, why don't you tell me what you need and how much you want? Yeah.
And most of the fiber solutions we're bringing in are going to be catered to longer runs of, you know, getting HDR, and not so much bringing in the bulk cable. Because with the bulk cable, a lot of it is terminations and things like that that also come with that. Yep. And a lot of fiber solutions and terminations are specific to the fiber you're using. So it's going to be different every scenario.
Correct.
So
I think every installer out there who's ever interpreted fiber hates the idea of shining glass and putting on little connectors. And
yeah, it's actually scary.
It's easy to damage.
Yeah, very, very easy to break.
So is that something that you'd see Metra carrying on, perhaps under the Ethereal brand of pre-terminated fiber interconnects?
Well, certainly under the Ethereal brand.
Okay. And do you think that that's basically the very next step of where our industry is headed? I mean, not necessarily for Ethereal. I could say that that's probably coming when our industry is ready for just, you know, crazy internet speeds or just media being consumed faster than it already is. Do you feel that, like, that's our next huge step?
I believe so. We spend many dollars on research and development, and everything that we went through in finding 4K products and being able to manufacture 18 gigabit capable products. I think that we have maxed out copper's capability to carry that much bandwidth, especially longer than 15 meters, which is pretty much where we are now. And I think that fiber, I mean, we know that fiber can support it. It's just a matter of being able to cost effectively install it, easily terminate it in the field, and find ways to make it a little bit more easier to run. I mean, you put a 30 degree bend in fiber and chances are you're going to lose connection. So there's still some issues that we need to overcome as far as mainstreaming fiber. However, I do believe that's the future.
Speaking of the future or the opposite, it sounds like Zach is possibly faxing someone some information to the past of 1982 in the background. Is that what's going on?
I'm sorry, something happened to the printer.
I'm just giving you crap, man. I recently found a fax machine in our office the other day, and like me and the rest of the employees, we just stood around it scratching our heads not knowing what to do. It was there. I'm like, do you know what or why or even how this thing is?
Well, it's funny because a lot of on the dealer applications, when we have people apply, we actually still have a spot for the fax machine number. And a lot of the times I get the response like, this is 2016. Why do you need this number?
Exactly. Well, I deal with some people out on the coast, so with the remote, they don't have email. They barely even have a phone, but I deal with a really, really famous in this area architect who designed some really nice homes up on the coast. And the only reason he has a phone is so that people can call him to do work. I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense, right? On his website, there's no email. It's just a phone number. I'm like, why? Why? And other people up there, they're just like, we have a fax machine. We don't have this. And, you know, I don't have an email. I'm like, but you have a fax machine? He's like, we don't even know what to. I'm like, okay. So here's a piece of paper that I've handwritten on that I had to scan into my computer to send to you and fax across space and back to get. It was. I don't even know how to respond to that. Fax machines. If you have one, send me a photo of it so I can post it up on the wall of things that I don't know why still exist. So, with the multiple brands, four, because the LED lighting, and the fifth possibly on the way, what haven't we covered yet? Is there anything of note that we should talk about that we haven't really covered yet for the Metra Home Theater Group?
Well, Johnny, I think one of the coolest products that we've released in a little while is the Gigabit Accelerator. At Cedia this year, we launched a device that is about the size of your pinky that will upgrade any well-made passive HDMI cable up to 17 meters to an 18 gigabit transmission device.
Wow.
So for all of those retrofit installs where you really don't want to have to rip the cable out of the wall, this will allow you to upgrade your system to 4K and HDR without doing massive remodels.
Is it something that needs to be like a send and receive unit on either side of the cable, or just one in line that allows that cable to pass transmission of 18 gig of that speed?
It's just one piece in line that goes on the display side.
That is pretty awesome. And that's fairly new? Or at
That
the
is,
last CEDIA?
it's been shipping for about 8 months.
Okay. And that is awesome. And what is that called exactly? You said the gigabit accelerator?
Yes, the part is HDM-GA1, and it's just the gigabit accelerator.
Looking that up really quick. HDM-GH1.
GA1.
G A numbers, letters. The gigabit accelerator sounds like something from Back to the Future 4, which hasn't been released yet, but it's from the future. You'll get to it eventually. That's pretty cool. I like that. Anything else noteworthy?
Well, back a little bit back up, you mentioned Pro Audio.
Yes.
I don't know for sure all of the specifics, but it's definitely a lot of our interconnects and things like that. We are actively working on a possibly like a step up from them, and it's not just like a little step up, but maybe braided cabling, different, more higher end. Because an XLR cable and a braided a nicer one could sound the same, but if they look different, a lot of people looks can, they perceive what they see. So,
Okay, and that's something
definitely
that's
look.
possibly in the works.
Yep. You
Okay.
might see something at CEDIA to that effect as well. So yeah, we've been pretty busy, getting feedback. Because I've actually had people that said, I love your XLR cables, they sound amazing, but they just don't cost enough money, so I can't buy them.
I don't see why that would even be a factor if they work and they support what they're supposed to be doing. They don't cost enough.
Yeah, they don't cost enough.
I would just send him a fax and say, just send us an extra $50.
Yeah, send them a
Right?
fax.
There you go. Now, what if anyone listening to the show currently is curious or interested, wanting to learn more about the Metro Home Theater Group or its sub brands, if you will, all four of them, possibly the fifth? Where can they learn more? Who should they reach out to?
On our website, I think the biggest tool for learning about our products is our blogs.
Okay.
Definitely get a lot of traction from that. It has the newest things in the, happening in the industry. If we encounter problems with our dealers, our tech support's open 7 days a week, 10 o'clock until 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. So Brent will answer the phone for you on a Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, to help you fix your problem. So, it's those type of things. We get the issue, and then they write a blog about it the next day. This was the issue, and this is our fix for it. So, so really learning about different problems in the industry, whether it's on the forums like Remote Central and IP Pros, that type of thing. It's a lot of interaction with our dealers. So a lot of information goes up on those blogs. I think that's one of the best tools for you to use if you're not familiar with us. And then reaching out to us individually, our sales staff is way more trained than I've seen other sales staffs out there. We know a lot about our products. If we don't know the answer, we'll find it for you. And I think we're pretty personable, so.
Okay, well, in case we hadn't mentioned already, head over to metrohometheater.com. And as Zach said, if you want to learn more about use case scenarios and things like that, or even troubleshooting, the team there has been updating the blog weekly. So head over to the website, metrohometheater.com. Head over to the tab, it says Resources. Go down to Blog, click on that. There's lots of great information. I think if you are a more sociable person on the internet like myself, there's all kinds of good stuff. You can head over to facebook.com/etherohometheater. There is videos on YouTube, youtube.com/user/etherealhometheater. They're even on LinkedIn. You know that company that just got bought by Microsoft? Yeah, there. LinkedIn.com/company/etherealhometheater. And of course, on the Twitter, if you like your information in 104 characters or less because you're on the go and you just want little snippets, it's simply at Metro Home on the Twitter. And if anyone has any information for me, you want to tell me that you hated my show, you didn't like the intro, maybe you hated the outro, Maybe you want to be a guest on my show, and if you do, that's cool. You can email me at Johnny, JohnnyMotA, the number 3, at gmail.com. And should Twitter still exist tomorrow, you can find me at JMOTA3, that's JMOTA3, on Instagram as well, Facebook, Twitter, Friendster, MySpace, all those weird, wacky things out there. I don't even know. But I'll tell you, like I tell everyone else, don't follow me, I'm lost. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next show.